The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go straight to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, fall in 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz, what do you anticipate, if anything, on either end of the situation with next week, the rules changing on the notification process or the permission to contact process with transfers? Anything as far as unintended consequences with this one that might pop into your mind before the rule changes?
You know, Mitch, I haven't put a ton of thought into it recently, but, you know, I do think it'll probably be overblown if some kids put their names on that list. All of a sudden now you're going to get media going, oh, no, you know, you're going to start asking questions about that instead of asking questions about our teams. But I think that's just going to become probably the new norm. You know, I think it's the right thing to do for kids if they don't want to be at the institution or the program anymore. To give them an opportunity, that's fine. And I just was very concerned with opening it up to be in the wild, wild west. And I think there's accountability on both sides, to the schools and to the players. And, you know, hopefully it'll be something that benefits everybody.
Do you understand it as if the players would be able to put their name on there and then still be – a part of your team for the remainder of the season, or if somebody's notifying you, are they essentially done?
Well, I think most coaches would have a pretty hard time playing a guy who's thinking about transferring. I think you'd probably be investing reps in a guy that doesn't want to be at your program anymore, and that's fair. But you know, obviously there's rules in place that young person would stay on aid and have his opportunity to continue to go to school for that year. But then moving forward, obviously he's made a choice. I think you'll see maybe a handful of kids that have already notified publicly that they're going to do it, but then probably a majority of kids would wait, you know, probably till after the regular season to do that, I would assume. But I'm sure it will be intriguing for all of us to watch.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, buddy. Hope all is well.
Your next question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Fitz. I have a recruiting question for you. You know, a lot of people talk about how the current generation, the young generation, is very different than the past in terms of growing up on social media and things of that nature. Is the way the world is changing causing you to change the way that you recruit? Do you have to do things differently, either in terms of just to relate to players or in your marketing towards players or anything along those lines?
Yeah, Mike, absolutely. You know, I think you have to go where the players are. You know, obviously there's been a lot of changes in rules from a standpoint of the way we can contact them, when we can contact them, what different social media channels and text messaging. And I think there's a fine line between building a genuine relationship and becoming a creepy adult. You know, I think if you're texting these kids, good morning, have a great lunch, good night, sunshine, you got problems, man. My humble opinion. I think it's about building genuine relationships with young men and their families, educating them on your program from A to Z, and hopefully being the right fit for them. The other stuff is just smoke and mirrors and a bunch of nonsense. And if kids buy into that, I wish them well, because I don't text any of my guys at 5:30 in the morning to make sure they're here for meetings at 7. I just expect the rear ends to be here, just like it's going to happen when they got to go to work in the real world. So, you know, there's some kids to me today, a little bit different than back in the day when we wore neck rolls and played the game between the hash marks. You know, you were just happy to have an opportunity to play college football. I think there are some kids that enjoy recruiting more than they enjoy football. I think that's a byproduct of this early process, and we've created it, and we're the ones that make the rules. So I think that's something we really got to seriously think about, because we're inflating some egos on kids that are 14, 15, 16 years old. And I remember what it was like to be that age, and I sure wouldn't have been mature enough to handle that type of attention. But like I said, that's the world we live in. I think each head coach does it the way that they see that fits their personality, their program, the right way. And, you know, we choose to build genuine relationships with kids here, not to you know, send them quotes and nonsense and things that really don't matter once you get to the school.
Great. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. Be well.
Your next question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, two college programs have changed their coordinators mid-season here. We don't see that all that often. And I just wondered whether you had ever been part of a staff that had that happen. And just in general, how do you view the pros and cons of such a dramatic move?
Yeah, Kevin, I have not been a part of that. You know, I think the first thing I think about every day is our players. And, you know, if I have to make a staff change because of production on the field, you know, how is that going to impact our players' lives? And have I given them every resource as far as recruiting, player development, teaching, coaching techniques? Have I helped them? Because in my world, you know, the way that I look at it, that would be a pretty dramatic move. Now, if there's an issue that needs to be dealt with and a change needs to be made, then that's non-negotiable. I'm pretty clear with my staff of my expectations from an environment that I want to have, a teaching standpoint, a development standpoint, and how we want to treat these young men like young men and develop them to be the best they can be. And, you know, my expectations is the production in the field happens because of that. So, again, I don't know the situations at those schools. I don't know if there was past issues. I have no idea if there were current issues, but, you know, I look at it pretty holistically, and I not only do that during the season, I also look at that at the end of the season.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet.
And again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much. Go Cats. Bye-bye.